Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast. This is the Patriot Trainer speaking to you today on this January the 15th, 2025. Just a few more days before President-elect Donald Trump marches into D.C. and retakes his position as President of the United States. My concern is he hasn't got there yet, and we need to, as people of faith, if you are a praying person, you need to be praying for his protection. And you need to be praying for his wisdom and protection after he goes in. So here's what is happening. Trump is going into an alligator pit once again. Potentially, he's not ever really gotten out of it, but the alligators are laying in wait. You know, alligators are opportunistic creatures. They lay in wait for their prey. And the other thing about interesting about the characteristic of an alligator will have about 80, somewhere between 74 and 80, extremely sharp teeth to tear apart and control their prey. As they lay in wait, and an alligator rarely gets in a hurry for anything. So an alligator can lay in wait for quite some time if it sees the opportunity to seize a prey. And that's what Trump and Vance is getting ready to step into. We know that, just by public information, there have been numerous, we know of some attempts on Trump's life, but there are other attempts that we in the general public don't know about. There's been some discussion about, plans that have been thwarted, but there's probably been more than what we've been told. So, guys, you still got to get in there, number one. We've all been elated about the election, but we're not home free yet. And quite frankly, I don't believe we're going to be home free. My suspicion is, with all of the criminal and treason type activities that Criminal Joe and the criminal enterprise behind him has done within just the last month, they're putting so many hindrances on President Trump being able to effectively and quickly change things that desperately need to be changed. And then he has to deal with the alligator pit. Now, we know old Criminal Joe and all his compadres and comrades, I should say, since they're all communists, they were big time in cahoots until they weren't. And we know the Biden criminal enterprise now hates the rest of the criminal enterprise in D.C., including Obama and et cetera. But they'll devour each other all they can to a point. But the one thing about criminals, they have enough sense to know when it's starting to affect their criminal enterprise, and they'll back off of one another and rejoin in unity. That's something Republicans haven't figured out to do with all of their nonsense and everybody wanting to grandstand and make their own little kingdom, I guess it is, or get a few more million dollars from somebody or something. I think they just like being on Fox News, maybe. I'm not sure what they like. But anyway, they don't know how to stick together. The Republicans don't. So he's going to have another problem with them. He's going to have a problem with the rhinos. He's already got a problem with them. And then the alligator pit. They're lying in wait for him. They're waiting on with old little Chucky, criminal enterprise Chucky Schumer. He's another one that should be tried for treason along with Pelosi and Adam Schiff. But here he is. He's walking into the swampland. He calls it the swamp. You know, an alligator likes a warm river and warm water to get down in and stay in, and so they can control their body temperature. And we typically would think of that when it comes to a swamp. So that's the D.C. swamp, as Trump has labeled it. That's probably a good descriptor, because it's full of predators. So they're going to hinder everything that he has promised he will do. There's no doubt in my mind the man intends to fulfill his promises to the American public. I just don't know that he's going to get to. You know as well as I do, they will keep trying to take him out. If it's not them, the underbelly and the shadow government in D.C., it will be the foreign entities. Wasn't it amazing the other day, this little stupid representative from North Carolina, I have forgotten his name now, and you could tell he's just an idiot by the way he was talking. Totally uninformed. I mean, you could tell he's some little pretty boy from, just had everything given to him in his life. You could tell there's no substance to this punk. He started naming off the shadow government, and Adam Schiff's going to be secretary of this, and Schumer's going to be secretary of this, and blah, blah, blah. And specifically calling out the alternative or shadow government to control Trump's government. Now, he was just trying to make headlines. I mean, he's just an idiot. Problem is, he's acting like it's something new or something that could be done. Well, there's been a shadow government for a long, long time in this country. And this is the people that really control most politicians that come into D.C. And they have their hands and they have the noose around so many people's neck that they're the ones that's really controlling governments. You see, that's what Trump is up against. Not only will the shadow government, the people who really have the control, will they tighten the noose every time somebody tries to agree with Trump and get something done that's legitimate for the American public, they will tighten the noose and put the pressure on them to where the people start turning against Trump or offering undue resistance that should not be offered. And then what do we have? We have a stalemate. And then, of course, they're going to continue to try to set Trump up and mostly, maybe Trump is a little wiser this time. That's what he has said. His son has said it. The people that are really backing him and are 100% with him have said it. You know, he knows how D.C. works this time, and he's a lot wiser, and he's selecting different people. Well, maybe so, but the essence of what he faced the first time hasn't changed. The alligators are still there, and they're ready to take those big old mouthful of teeth and chew him apart once again. And let's be honest, they took some big chunks out of him last time. There was a whole lot of things he didn't get finished, in part because he only had 4 years. Well, let's think about it. He's only got 4 years again. He's a lame duck president going in. Now, don't get me wrong. I cannot tell you how elated I am as just Joe Smo citizen out here in the of the United States of America, working class guy, senior citizen. I can't tell you how happy I am that little Cammy girl didn't dance on in there. Because my God, we'd all be in jail or just so broke we might as well be in jail. If she, for 6 months she's in there, we'd probably been better off in jail. At least they would have fed us. We probably wouldn't have had any food to eat or money to buy it if she was in there. But anyway, here we are. And they're going to start, maybe if Trump has surrounded himself so well this time with wisdom and being very cautious of everything he does, they're just going to start picking off his people. I mean, if all of these people get nominated for their secretary positions and appointments, okay, but the alligators aren't done. They're still laying in wait. They'll start picking them off one by one because you know some of them's going to make mistakes. It is human nature to make mistakes, period. And sometimes you can appoint the best people and good people at what they were doing before, and you can put them in a different position and in a power position, and they go absolute bonkers. And they start doing really stupid things. So some of his appointees are going to make mistakes, which sometimes mistakes can be justified, but when you do stupid mistakes, that's the ones that the alligators come and feast on fresh meat, and that will happen. And then we've got the concern, the instability of the world. And I'm really concerned about Inauguration Day, not from citizens of the country. I know there are some pieces of crap college students out there that have nothing to do. They've lived in mommy and daddy's pocketbook all their life, and they have no substance to them. And I know there are Hamas people embedded with the colleges and are instigating and socialists and communists. Probably Russia has people planted, Iraq, you name it. We know George Soros has many implanted in there. He pays them to be on his pay scales, payroll, so I've heard, to be professional protesters. So, but they're stupid. They're just stupid. They don't know if they're male or female. They don't know what they're supposed to be called. They don't have a clue what life is or where to go with life other than just the very moment they're in, because somebody told them they're doing something really important. Because they don't have enough fortitude within themselves to sit down and try to figure out what is important for their lives. But if I were an enemy of the United States, Inauguration Day would be the perfect opportunity to launch an attack against the United States of America. Why? Well, I mean, even if it, got down to the swearing-in ceremony, I mean, Trump's going to be at a disadvantage. He doesn't have his staff in place. All the woke generals that were against him would not cooperate with him or give him false information, so he was screwed. They don't care to sacrifice you. Let me tell you, these generals and these people that are running the military machine and these people that are running the industrial complex, they don't mind sacrificing you. They don't mind sacrificing the country if they think they can still come out okay in it. And some of them hate Donald Trump so bad they'd sacrifice it if they didn't get anything out of it. People wouldn't cooperate with him in a upheaval type situation, and we would have total chaos. And folks, and I posted on Facebook about once a month, China is our enemy. China has been, they're alligators, okay? They're lying in the swamp waiting as an opportunistic creature to devour the United States of America. They've bought our farmland. They've bought our money. They've bought billionaires and politicians in this country. They're building their military like, this is just a random number, but based on different things that I've heard about how they're building their military, especially their Navy right now, they're outbuilding us 10 to 1. We know our military has been weakened because of the DEI, and so many young men are no longer wanting to join. And why would they? Why would the good old boys, as always heeded the call in this country, and went and fought for this country or have been trained and prepared to fight for this country, why would they want to indoctrinate themselves into this absolute stupidity? They don't. That's why the recruitment numbers are so far down. And as you know, China knows it. Our own government, I mean, not that I believe too much that the FBI is telling these days they've lost their credibility, but, you know, the director he keeps, and I don't think he's for America at all, and he keeps saying, America's ready to be attacked. America is vulnerable. America is vulnerable. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be on the watch. Well, here's your sign. You know, it's time to get out of the sand, head out of the sand. And he knows what China's done. They have admitted, the government has admitted that China has taken over our telecommunications, that they've hacked in, they've built back doors. They've been building back doors into their technology for years and years now. And we know that because they've been caught. They've been caught in the equipment they sold to the government and to DOD facilities. And the government banned some of them, but the problem is they didn't ban all of China. They didn't, I mean, they banned four or five different brands on security equipment, but said, okay, well, the rest of China's okay. Well, that's stupidity in itself. All of the businesses are owned by the Chinese Communist Party, but yet they'll still let some of them do business here. How asinine. So here we are, folks. I mean, we are at, we're at a very dangerous, vulnerable place right now. And what better time for the enemy attack is right before or right at the transition of power? I mean, it would be a perfect time. They've got troops. China has troops in Mexico. So many people have reported, and it seems to be valid. China, as Trump has stated many times, is controlling the Panama Canal. We don't know, but we're probably fairly certain that either them or Russia is poised to move on into Canada. So, we could certainly be surrounded on every side. We're broke, the country. The country is broke, busted, and disgusted. Everybody's been on this high since Trump got elected. Great. The battle's just getting ready to start, though, my friends. The battle, the skirmish was on Election Day, okay? That was a skirmish. The battle's getting ready to start. Matter of fact, it's already started in the swamps, okay? The alligators are hungry. And we got to do everything we can. Most of us is just regular, ordinary citizens. All we can do is pray and put pressure on our elected officials. That's about all we can do, which is a lot, but it's all we can do. The other thing we have to do, we just have to be prepared for our personal safety and our personal survival. We need to be prepared, my friends, for telecommunication interruptions. Those telecommunication interruptions are going on every day. We need to be prepared for a potential total breakdown of our grids, at least for a short period of time. You know, do some things like have your alternative heating sources here this winter. It's being miserable cold in a good part of the country. So, you know, have you some alternative heating sources. Water's, you know, you got to have water. So make sure you've got a way for all water. If you go to your spigot and it's not working, always catch you some water up and et cetera, or keep you some stocked up along with your food, et cetera, et cetera. Keep you something to barter with if it comes down to the system just totally crashes. Keep you some cash money as you can. Don't go into any more debt this year than you absolutely have to. I would encourage normal working Americans, blue collar, middle class, don't go in debt for anything. Don't go in debt for any luxury items this year. I mean, there are things that I want. I know everybody always wants something. You know, it's just natural. But until this first year Trump's administration is over with, it's just not the time, man. It's not for us, not for regular people like us. It's just not the time. Be careful, control your spending. All of these $50 and $60 eating out for one or two people at basically a fast food restaurant. Guys, you got to rethink that. And we've had to do the same. And for you guys that have young children, that children just always want stuff, you got to learn to say no. Got to learn to say no and rein some things in. So praying for the best, praying for a president to get transitioned peacefully into office with no extreme occurrences occurring on Inauguration Day. But the alligators have got their teeth sharpened for him, and they're looking for that fresh meat again. So pray for the man. Pray for the man as hard as you can. It's the Patriot Trainer. I'll see you next time.